562-3255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. You to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone. We seem to be having some difficulty getting hold of Pastor Billy, so I'm going to ask our producer, if you wouldn't mind calling my wife, maybe she could call his cell phone. But we loved having Pastor Billy with us because he certainly has done a wonderful, wonderful series on the final countdown. And basically, if you haven't seen it, there are 8 different packages of DVDs, each with 4 or 5 DVDs in it, going into the things that are happening today that were prophesied so many thousands of years ago, about 2,000 years ago. And basically, if you look at the background of certainly the things that were mentioned, the fact that Israel would become a nation. What nation do you know in the entire world that has been destroyed and come back again? Certainly did the Mayans or the Incas or other great nations come back and then reestablish themselves? Was Rome reconstituted or Greece reconstituted? But Israel was reconstituted, certainly. You can debate how it came about and who was responsible for it. But it was prophesied that the Israel, the Jewish people, would once again have a nation 2,000 years ago, and it happened in 1948. And since then, there's so many things that have actually come to pass that really are prophetic. Certainly, we're told that one day we would neither buy nor sell unless we had the mark of the beast or were known by the number of his name. Could you imagine 2,000 years ago, people imagining the chips such as we have, or the possibility of a totally cashless society, which we almost have today with our credit cards? I mean, these ideas were just so foreign to everybody at that. Suddenly, 2,000 years ago, and yet we can see these things unfolding today, this move towards world government. Pastor Billy does a wonderful, wonderful job of simply bringing into an organized presentation all of the prophecies. And basically, because remember, we're dealing with probably 25 or 30, well, really more than that. We're dealing with 8 times 4, that'd be 32, probably about 35 DVDs, and they all have the same basic theme, and that is, of course, we are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. Well, you'll certainly enjoy it. We do carry the DVDs if you'd like to get them, and they will certainly increase your faith if you are an evangelical Christian. And you see how these things were prophesied are coming to pass. It makes the Bible really come alive. Well, our telephone number, since we haven't been able to get hold of Pastor Billy, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. Why? Because we'd love to talk about whatever you'd love to talk about, but I think that this is such a vitally important subject as we see so many things unfolding today. Now, we don't know what's going to happen to America. Remember, Chris, America didn't even exist as a nation when, of course, the prophecies were made. But we do hear talk and read in the Bible about Mystery Babylon. And Mystery Babylon is the financial center of the world. Mystery Babylon is the financial center of the world. And what do we know about it? Well, we do know that it's sitting on the edge of the ocean because, of course, we're told that as it is burning, why, of course, the ship captains can see it burning. Well, I think that we have Pastor Billy right here. Pastor Billy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Dr. Monteith.
Oh, well, I'm so glad we were able to get hold of you. We were just trying to summarize things, and we were able to get our things organized. Well, anyway, this is Pastor Billy Crone. His church is in Las Vegas, and whenever we go down to that area, my son goes down every year. He and my wife, ordinarily, stop in and visit Pastor Billy, and I think those of you who have heard him in the past realize, of course, what a tremendous outlook he has, a tremendous vision.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Saying that certainly one of the great threats we face today, and certainly a prophesied threat, was the threat of a one-world religion. And of course, Pastor Billy, before he became a Christian, was involved with the New Age, and he was actually involved in working towards this one-world religion. And he says, you know, this permeates every aspect of our society, from Hollywood into so much of the media, and everything is how wonderful it'll be, and we can all get along together. We can do away without war. We can do away with war and all this suffering, and won't it be wonderful when we have this one-world religion? Well, of course, Pastor Billy is simply pointing out that in Revelation 13, we're told about this. We're warned against this. This is something that God wanted to warn us. This would be one of the things that would be happening in the latter days. And Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, and again, it's something that they've been working on a long time. You know, I came across it, of course, when I was gotten involved in the New Age in the, that would be late 80s and early 90s. And But it's been going on for a long time. You know, and just to give you a little, I'll hit some highlights for you, but they planned this baby out, folks, and it's just about ready to be thrust on the whole planet. And but back in 1893, they had the first world parliament of religions held. All the religions on the planet got back together again. We've all got to work together. We got to find common ground. We got to create this global religion. That was back in 1893. 1930, you had the launching of the World Congress of Faith. Notice it's the whole world, folks. It's not a portion of the world. It's the whole world. Exactly like the Bible says. The Apostle John is writing this, folks, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, nearly 2,000 years ago, and in our lifetime, we are seeing this come to pass. It's never been on this level. There's been sections of the planet, but not the whole world. 1948, they had the launching of the World Council of Churches. Stay away from that. I'll just be blunt with you on that, folks. Just because it says the word church doesn't mean that it's Christian or it's biblical. That was part of the impetus to start sucking the church into this global religion. Then you start having these world conferences of religions. You got these world prayer days that they have every single year now. The Vatican starts getting involved in that. Boy, we share a video on that. You won't believe your eyes. And I'll get to that hopefully in a second. You got in the 1993, you had in the 100th anniversary, you had the second World Parliament religions held with the largest gathering of religious leaders in history. And out of that meeting, they wrote what's called the Declaration of Global Ethic. And what they created, folks, was a new set of commandments for the whole world to follow. They're dead serious about this. And then 4 years later, in 1997, they wrote a charter, and it was for the United Religions Organization. And what they basically want to do and to create, and they're about ready to pull it off, what they want to do is create, like the United Nations are to oversee the governments of the world, they want a United Religions Organization to oversee all the religions on the whole planet. Folks, this is, and in 2000, almost all the world's religions on the planet signed the thing. Back in 2000, folks, this has been in place for quite some time. Then it really starts going crazy. You start having all these interfaith concerts. And by the way, I need to just school you on something, if you will. Anytime you see the word or hear the word in print or in media, whatever, interfaith or interfaithism, so plan it for what it is. When you hear that word, folks, when you see it in print, just put in the words one world religion, because that's what that word interfaith means, okay? It is the new buzzword for a one world religion. When you have an interfaith conference or interfaith meeting or an interfaith council, that is religions coming together to create a one world religion. That's their code word, okay? Just like new world order or global governance is for those who are pushing for a one world government, it's the same thing when it comes to religion, interfaith. So pay attention to that term. And just even exposing that to you, and once you look around with that knowledge, you're going to see just how far this is all over the place, okay? Again, they've got these global days of prayers. They're even meeting over here in the United States. And let me just give you a couple examples of that. They're holding now interfaith meetings in Manhattan twice a month, and they're being held by Christian, Jewish, Muslim, and other religious leaders, and it's being supported by the Obama White House, and who has identified interfaith, one world religion, as a public policy goal, okay? And then they also had recently the G8 World Religion Summit was held, where, among other things, listen to what they're doing here, folks, a sacred fire was lit, and participants were told that Mother Earth needs to hear that we love her, and they offered up to her a prayer of gratitude, and rituals were performed to invoke, quote, the spirit, that's called demons, folks, to invoke the spirit and to encourage all, listen, here's their message they are proposing. Quote, there is not only one way, there is many ways. Now, of all things for these interfaith, these one world religious leaders around the world and all these different concerts and prayer meetings and conferences that they keep holding, why do they keep pushing this message that there is not only one way? Well, because there's a major problem. And this is why, of all things, they say we need to tolerate all religion, except there's one religion on the planet that they will not tolerate. That is biblical Christianity. And I have to say that, not just Christianity, because there's a fake Christianity out there, folks. It's Christianity only in name only, without the substance. Okay, but biblical Christianity they cannot tolerate, because Jesus said, I didn't say this, okay, Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So this is why this one world religion movement has to continue to repeat the lie that there's not only one way. They're basically calling Jesus Christ a liar, because if he's true, then it's impossible to form a one world religion with all the religions on the planet saying that nobody's wrong, everybody's right, and everybody's version of God is acceptable and true And everybody's version of to get to heaven, quote unquote, is just as valid as another. That's not what Jesus said. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life, not one of the many ways, not one of the many different truths out there, not one of the particular lives that you can choose to follow. He said, I am it, period. And then he followed up with no one, that's exclusive, no one comes to the Father, i.e. gets to heaven except through him. So Jesus lays down the gauntlet, and that's why these people have to continue to promote this idea that all religions are basically the same. There's many ways, not one way. And basically, they're calling Jesus a liar. And anybody who believes that, here's where we're headed, folks. And this could take a whole other interview to even deal with, still not just scrape the surface. But they have to get rid of those people who take the Bible at face value, certainly Jesus' words here. Because if there's people still on the planet saying Jesus is the only way, well, that messes up your plan, okay, for one world religion. So what they're going to do, anybody who believes that statement, what Jesus said, anybody who doesn't want to call Jesus a liar, okay, is going to be guilty of what is now being called, and you've heard this verbiage, folks. It's currently being used as an excuse on the homosexual issue, but I'm telling you, it's going to spill over even way beyond that into exclusive issue of Jesus being the only way. And that term is, it's a hate crime. Okay, right now we're being told that if you speak out against this behavior called homosexuality, it's a hate crime. And you're turning the Bible into hate literature. And that's happening over in Europe, it's happening in Canada, and it's coming faster than I think that we are ready to deal with here in America. But I'm telling you, that's the tip of the iceberg. If they can get us to fall for that, folks, then that's opening up Pandora's box. What else in the scripture are you going to forbid us from being able to take at face value? And I'm telling you, it's leading towards John 14:6. It will become illegal under penalty of not just a fine, but jail term. It will be another form of, quote, hate crime. They will determine what is hate crime. And basically, in one fell swoop, you can't say anything against the establishment, not just against moral behavior, but against beliefs. And if you believe that Jesus is the only way, that will not be tolerated, which again is an absolute oxymoron. It is completely hypocritical. Your whole mantra for a one world religion is that you need to tolerate all religions on the planet, yet you refuse to tolerate biblical Christianity. That's complete hypocrisy. Now, you might think, well, that's pretty crazy. I still think that that's going to be just those New Agers who get involved in that kind of stuff. There's no way that the average Joe is going to even get involved in this. I don't care if they've been having conferences and parliaments and global gatherings and interfaith meetings and prayer meetings since 1893. Who cares? Well, they've already thought of that, folks. And they're infiltrating the minds of the average Joe today, even here in America, by a couple different avenues. And the first way that they're doing that is the same methodology that they're using to push a one-world government and a one-world economy, which is also, the Bible's clear about, part of the Antichrist kingdom. And if you're paying attention, those things are also being pushed in our society. And what they do in order to get the one-world government, the one-world economy, and the one-world religion down the people's throats is this mandate. If you create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. See, with the government, everything going into crisis, including the economy, well, now that everything's going to blow up and we're all going to die and the economy is just going in the tank and you don't want to starve to death, do you? And they use that crisis and then they can manage the outcome. Well, for our safety and security, wouldn't it be great if we can just combine all the governments and simplify this thing? And then we wouldn't have all this disagreement and conflict. And wouldn't it be great if we could somehow simplify and just have a global economy and a global bank and a global electronic currency that everybody could use, and just have one entity control that whole thing? We would never have these meltdowns again, and we'd always have a strong economy. Wouldn't that be great? And it's all manufactured, folks. Well, it's the same thing with the one world religion. They're creating a global crisis and saying that in order to save the planet, we all religions on the planet have to come together and work together. Okay, and that first crisis that they're building, and it's manufactured, is the whole global warming issue. And we share, folks, with this actual video clips of experts. That's right, experts. You know, you can't just say, well, it's those wacky Christians. Of course they're going to say that. How global warming is one of the biggest lies to hit the planet. But they're using it as a platform to get all religions on the planet, and I'll demonstrate that in a second, that we all had to put our differences aside and work together through environmentalism to save Mother Earth. It's one of the excuses they're using, folks, to get us to build this one world religion.
And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is a well-organized, well-coordinated plan. These people control the media, they control our educational system, and they have the people even planted in many of our Christian churches, both Catholic and Protestant. And the ultimate goal is this one world religion. It's coming down the line. It's coming very rapidly. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Stan, Pastor Billy is simply pointing out that the whole idea of global warming is simply totally fraudulent. But of course, this is being utilized to justify ever more government control of our lives. He certainly quotes John Coleman, who was the founder of the Weather Channel, and he actually has an interview in one of his DVDs, that which you can get in the set. And basically, John Coleman says that the figures that are being used to justify certainly global warming are fraudulent, and points out that certainly some years ago there were 19,000 scientists had signed a petition saying there is no global warming, we've been lied to about this. But you're not going to hear about this through the media, because the media in America and really throughout much of the world is rigidly controlled by the very people who are intent upon the one world order, the one world financial system, and the coming new one world religion. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, he tells us why they're doing it. Even he admits that, listen, folks, this isn't by chance. Why in the world are 19,000 scientists and counting saying that global warming is totally bunk, and why is the press ignoring it? And why do they still continue to promote it to the contrary when they know better? Well, as he stated, John Coleman, they have an agenda. And I agree with him. I think part of it is money. I think part of it is power. Okay, but I think if you take a look at what else is coming down the pike with this push for a crisis, the planet's going to blow up, environmentalism, global warming, all that stuff, is it's being used as an excuse to form a one-world religion. I think that's the one element that he hasn't picked up on. Yes, it is about money. Yes, it is about power. But it's being used to get all the religions on the planet to come together. And we clearly demonstrate this with a couple different news clips. You can see this, folks. The phrase that they're starting to use, even in the Christian community, is kind of like an environmental spin on it. And if you've been paying attention, it was basically, what would Jesus drive? You know, and they're calling it environmental evangelism. Okay, in this one Fox News report, let me just read to you a bit of the transcript. He says it's the new way to raise awareness about global warming. Well, first of all, that's a problem right there. That's called a lie. Okay, but anyways, he says to this other lady, Fox correspondent Warren Green, he says, who's pushing Christian Green line? Okay, notice it's Christian Green now. And she says, well, hey, there's a lot of people. It's really across the board, even religiously speaking. And then she goes on to give the top green religious people according to Live Earth. Now, listen, folks, this is religious people. This isn't just about money. It's not just about fame. It's not just about power. Okay, this manufactured lie, this crisis called global warming, it is being used to get the religions on the planet to come together, because the ultimate goal is to form a one-world religion. And so she says, here's the top green religious people according to Live Earth. She says, we've got the Reverend Joel Hunter. He's a senior pastor at Northland Church in Longwood, Florida. He was actually offered, she said, the head of the Christian Coalition, but he turned it down because he wanted to focus on issues such as poverty and environmental protection. She said, then there's Norman Hobble. He's a theology professor out of Australia. He edited something called the Earth Bible, if you can believe that. And then she says, then, of course, there's the Pope Benedict, the 16th, of course, the last guy. And yesterday, he issued a statement. Listen to what he said. He said, quote, the people of faith, you know, all the religions on the planet, the people of faith must listen to the voice of the Earth or risk destroying its very existence. Folks, that's not coming from, you know, an environmentalist. That's coming from the previous pope, that the whole planet's going to blow up. So who's going to come to the rescue? Quote, the people of faith. We've all got to work together. We've all got to combine our religion in order to save the planet. She said we also have the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, the head of the Anglican Church, and, of course, the Buddhist leader, Dalai Lama. But then, here's what's scary. You know, it's one thing for the other religions on the planet to fall for this, but surely not the Christian community here in America. Well, listen to this. She said, one thing you should add to this list is the National Evangelical Association, because 2 years ago it issued a letter to 50,000 member churches, which means it's 30 million evangelical Christians, saying this, quote, we affirm that God-given dominion is a sacred responsibility and that government has an obligation to protect its citizens from the effects of environmental degradation. She said it's a big movement all across the board. And, folks, I've got inside scoop to this and different denominations. I've had people call me. I've had people let me know that this is exactly what's happened. It's coming down from the top, from the major denominations who are infected with this lie. They're actually encouraging, and some people saying you have to pastor, preach from the pulpit an environmental message, skip the Bible. You have to preach and encourage your congregation to go along with this. I'm not making it up, folks. They're starting from the top. It's spilling downhill. It's infecting the churches. They're getting them involved to go along with the one world religion on a lie called global warming.
And I think it's so important for people to understand they've infiltrated the seminaries, both Protestant and Catholic, and basically they've certainly had their people at the highest levels of organized Christianity in America and throughout the world today. And very, very few Christians have any idea about what's really going on behind the scenes.
And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Dr. Stan and Pastor Billy simply talking about how suddenly the entertainment industry certainly is carefully coordinated to push this whole idea of the one world religion, but how it permeates certainly every aspect of what we see today, how the media is behind this, the entertainment industry is behind it, our churches are behind it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the upper echelons of the evangelical Christian church, in my estimation, have been infiltrated, but they are pushing the environmental movement. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, it's just they've gone into the school system, and we used to teach our kids how to think, to be critical thinkers, to use your mind, to think logically. Our American schools, long time ago, folks, stopped doing that, and our kids today are not taught how to think critically. They're taught what to think. And folks, that's Soviet-style indoctrination. It's not an education. It's an indoctrination. And the hypocrisy is they say, well, you can't have Christianity, you can't have, quote, religion, you can't have the Bible in school. And yet they're using the schools to promote virtually every religion on the sun, including things like witchcraft, okay? But what they really mean by you can't have religion in schools, it's not Christianity. Why? Because biblical Christianity believes John 14:6 that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. That messes up their plans for a one world religion. So they promote all the other ones, but not Christianity is really what's going on. And let me just give you one of the evidences that folks, they're using our school system to promote a global religion. Okay, you just thought your kids are going in there to learn math and English and science and things of that nature. Uh-uh. They're being used to indoctrinate your kids, okay? And one of them is the Globe program, G-L-O-B-E, okay? And we share with you the actual video on this, too. And the guy starts out and he says, would you hire Soviet Mikhail Gorbachev to teach your children about American values? I'm sure you would say you got to be kidding. He says, no, I'm not kidding. His philosophy is being taught in 10,350 of our United States schools today. The curriculum in these schools, 10,000 plus schools, is patterned after this socialized program. The program is called GLOBE, again, G-L-O-B-E, and it's being promoted worldwide. And here's what GLOBE teaches and is teaching in our schools right now from Gorbachev. Number one, they're teaching in your schools earth worship or pantheism, okay, that all is God. The earth is God. That's why we got to save Mother Earth. She's going to blow up. She's a spirit being. No, she's not. It's a created thing created by God. Okay, but wait a second. That's a religion, pantheism, earth worship. That's Gaia worship. I thought we can't have religion in school. Well, sorry, that one is. Evolution, number two. Number three, socialized medicine. Now, as I rip through these, tell me that this is not the average conversation, the average mindset, especially of the next generation coming up. It's because they've been indoctrinated in the school. It isn't just about math anymore, folks. It's an indoctrination center. So number one, this GLOBE program in the schools in America is teaching earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, that animals are our brothers and sisters, quote-unquote. Listen to this. Redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception as reproductive health, legal abortion. Listen, you think they're learning about proper grammar. No. Number nine is debt forgiveness to third world nations. Number 10, the adoption of the gay rights agenda. Number 11, in school, the elimination of the right to bear arms. And number 12, setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. That's what our kids are learning in school today if they go to public school. And GLOBE, it stands for Global Learning and Observation to Benefit the Environment. Mikhail Gorbachev, he's the head of the organization. It's called Green Cross International, and it's operating where? Right here in the United States. He is working to create a world government, and he's helping to implement this education scheme into our schools to recreate in the minds of the next generation to go along with this. He's also working with UNESCO, and they're developing this anti-American one world religion education curriculum in our own country, in our school, okay? And this GLOBE program is being funded and implemented through the Federal Department of Education under the Goals 2000, okay? And it's now carried over in the program, if you heard this, No Child Left Behind. I like what one guy said this, No Child Left Behind. It should be No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Well, indoctrinated what? Well, again, when you look at it, folks, anti-God, anti-American ideals to erase any and all sense of patriotism, any and all sense of national sovereignty, any and all nation that would reject a one-world government and a one-world religion.
And I think, Pastor Billy, people ought to ask, why would we be financing the philosophies of Gorbachev? I mean, he's a killer. He's a communist. He's sort of been tried for the many crimes and all the people that suddenly died when he was in position of power and making decisions. But, of course, instead of that, why? Because he was allowed to come to America. He was honored here. Suddenly, by all of our leaders, the same sort of people are over there. worshiping at Mandela's funeral. But here's a man, lifelong communist, Mandela. If you don't believe that, so you go on the internet and just type in New American Magazine article on Mandela, and just the it's just this last 2 days where the South African Communist Party has come forward and said Nelson Mandela was a member of the South African Communist Party. Certainly was one of our leaders, and of course he was involved in terrorism. And yet, of course, he's being lauded. Four American presidents are in South Africa today to certainly honor Nelson Mandela. And you're never going to hear that through the media in America today, nor are you going to hear about how we're certainly implementing Mikhail Gorbachev's programs right here in America, being funded with your tax dollars. And the question is, why? Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, a lot of this will make no sense until you understand the game plan. And I'm telling you, folks, the only book that tells us the game plan, where now all the pieces of the puzzle start to fit together very quickly, is from the Bible. And the Bible tells us what is going to happen when you are in the last days. You're going to see the Jewish people return to the land, become a nation, become a united nation, a nation in one day, have a powerful military, become a world conflict, start to rebuild their temple again. You're going to see a massive explosion of modern technology, modern travel, and knowledge explosion. You're going to see worldwide upheaval, earthquakes, famines, and pestilence, and wars, and strange things going on in the skies, and things of that nature. You're going to see massive amounts of people claiming to be Jesus Christ and false messiahs, false teachers. You're going to see the world go into absolute, utter moral decay. You're going to see the church go into apostasy. You're going to see, at the same time, a push for a one-world government, a one-world economy, a one-world religion, and, of course, the mark of the beast system. Why is all this happening? Why, as you're talking about, Dr. Munsey, would we get behind these kind of programs? Because they all have one thing in common. It's all helping to prepare the minds of the people to reject a Judeo-Christian ethic, to reject national sovereignty, because they have a game plan in mind. That game plan in mind is to create the four big ones. And the four big ones is a one-world religion with a one-world government under a one-world economy that's going to culminate into the actual mark of the beast, where nobody on the planet will be able to buy or sell unless they take this mark of the Antichrist, either in the right hand or the forehead. All that technology is already here, folks. They're putting these four key places, things into place, and they're just biding their time. They've been working at this for many years, and many of the people who started this system, folks, of the Antichrist system that we're seeing the fruition right before our very eyes right now, they knew that they would never see it in their lifetime completed, but they have continued to pass the torch, have continued to work behind the scenes, behind the nations around the world, behind the various religions on the planet, grabbing control of modern technology with the media, grabbing control of the educational system, and it's now coming to fruition. Your average person today, folks, again, is not taught how to think, but what to think. It is a process of indoctrination, and not just schools, but TVs. And what we have today, long gone, do we have people of character, people of courage, who will look death in the face, who will look tyranny in the face and say, give me liberty or give me death. The average person today has been so conditioned and so dumbed down that they don't give a rip who rules them. They don't care what freedoms are taken away. As long as you can guarantee that I'm going to have my retirement and my economy and my six-pack of beer and I get to watch my sports, you can do whatever you want. That's exactly what they've done. They've created that system of dumbed-down people who will let them pull off what we know is going to happen, a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy heading into the mark of the beast. And again, folks, that's why you're not seeing much resistance. Most people either don't know or they don't care or they've been indoctrinated and think, hey, this is absolutely a fantastic idea. We got to really promote this stuff. But again, that's just they're coming at it from many different angles. It's not just the creed of crisis, you can manage the outcome. And in case you don't fall for the lie of global warming and jump on the bandwagon and unite all religions on the planet to save Mother Earth, and they're going to get you at the educational system or the media. And just in case you don't fall for that, they've put out another lie, and this is really popular today, and we expose this with the hard facts, folks. And they say, listen, all right, if you don't want to believe in global warming and you don't want to be indoctrinated in the school system, we have to get all the religions on the planet to come together as one, because haven't you heard? Religion is the main cause of wars, right? It's repeated over and over and over again. And they say, listen, if we don't get all the religions to come together as one and work together and tolerate one another, except, of course, biblical Christianity, which can't go along with this because of what Jesus said. He's the only way to heaven. He says, but if we don't get all the religions to come together, then this war on the planet is never going to end. The planet's headed for destruction. We're just going to blow each other up. We have to get the religions to unite because religion is the main cause of war. That's a lie, and we expose that, folks. We go back just starting, and this isn't all of it, in the late 1800s, and we take a look at all the major wars of the deaths that were created from it's not all of them, but there has to be some limiting point, 1.5 million plus people. And you look at the wars. We start back with the Congo Free State back in 1886 to 1908. 8 million people died. Why? Because the religion had nothing to do with religion. It was about colonial profit and power base. You look at feudal Russia, 3.5 million people died, all about political control. You look at the Turkish purges in 1900 to 1923, 5 million people died, political control. You look at the First World War. Was that over religion? No, it was over the balance of powers, political. In fact, the First World War, listen to this, folks, here's the hardcore fact. The First World War killed more people than all the religious wars in the past. 6,000 men a day died for 1,500 days in World War I. So right there we could stop and dispel the myth that religion is the main cause of wars. It's not. Then we go the Russian Civil War, the Soviet Stalin regime, the China Nationalist era, Second World War, Japanese War, the Chinese Civil War, the North Korean regime, the Korean War, the Indochina War, in the 60s and through 1992, the Ethiopian War. Every single one of them had nothing to do with religion. It was all about political control. And you're talking millions upon millions upon millions. Some of them, folks, the Second World War, and you're looking at the Soviet regime, you're looking at tens of millions. The People's Republic of China, anywhere from 40 to 80 million people killed because of political control, on up even to the current wars. What has it got to do? Folks, it is the biggest lie. When you look at the fact, religion is not the biggest cause of war. It is the anti-God, man-made agendas that are. Politics are the main cause of wars, not religion. But they're using this lie. It's the old axiom. If you repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough, people will believe it. And the other axiom seems to be, and the bigger the lie, the more apt people are to believe it. And they have repeated this lie, religion's the main cause of wars. Religion's the main cause of wars. Oh, haven't you heard? Religion's the main cause of wars. It's not. Politics are. But they've used this lie to create fear and manipulation to coerce the planet into going along with the one world religion. It's a lie. So if you don't fall for the lie of global warming, if you don't get indoctrinated in the media or the educational system, they snooker you into thinking, well, it just doesn't matter, folks, because this is where all these wars are coming from. And until we get all the religions on the planet coming together, it'll never stop. It's a lie. Okay? And then you might be thinking, well, you know what? The people on the earth, the governments and stuff, are they really going for it? Yes, they are. In fact, I'm telling you, folks, Hollywood, the governments, even the Vatican is helping to educate you and promote you to go along with this one world religion. Okay? Let me just share with you some quotes there. Prince Charles of England, he launched a movement called Respect, and in order to, quote, promote tolerance among the world's religions. Okay? Ted Turner's doing the exact same thing. In fact, he made a comment. We share this on the interview. He said that, you know, he was at this push for this, global religion and stuff like that, and at the World Religion Summit. And he said, quote, and the thing that disturbed me is that my religious Christian sect was very intolerant, not that intolerance of religious freedom for other people, but we thought that we were the only ones going to heaven. I'm sorry, Ted. I didn't say that, and it wasn't my, quote, Christian sect that said that. Jesus said that. I'll say it again. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. Well, hey, Ted Turner, boy, he owns a lot of media outlets, doesn't he? And, gee, I wonder what kind of sewer message that he continues to promote with his power base of the media. Well, it's this push for one world religion. He's involved. The governments are involved. And, of course, a global warming promoter, Al Gore. He said this, quote, the richness and diversity of our religious tradition throughout history is a spiritual resource long ignored by people of faith, who are often afraid to open their minds to teachings first offered outside their own system of belief. But the emergence of a civilization in which knowledge moves freely and almost instantaneously through the world has spurred a renewed investigation of the wisdom distilled by all faith. This, quote, pan-religious perspective may prove especially important where our global civilization's responsibility for the earth is concerned. Pan-religious, folks, that means all religions. He is a part, he admits, and he's part of the global warming lie and the environmental push that this is being used to get all the religions on the planet coming together. And one of the biggest things that we expose, and you can see this actual clip with your own eyes on the study, is Oprah Winfrey. She is, with all due respect, the biggest New Age priestess, folks, on the planet. And her audience is in, of course, the millions, okay? And we share with her, even though she would say on the one breath that she is a Christian, yet on the other breath, she clearly denies Jesus Christ, okay? And we caught her on an interview, and you can see with your own eyes, and she says that she says she's doing this interview, and it says, one of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there is only one way to live, and that we don't accept that there are diverse ways of being in the world. And she goes on and says that, you know, one person might say their path is this, another person might call it that, but if it brings them to the same point, it doesn't matter. Well, an audience member calls her out and says, excuse me? She said, what about Jesus? And Oprah says, well, what about Jesus? She said, well, Jesus is the only way. There's only one way. And then Oprah begins to rebuke this lady, saying that it's impossible for Jesus to be the only way. She's pushing this global New Age religion, folks. Oprah is. And yet at the same time, she'd say she's a Christian. They're all in it together. Hollywood, the government, you name it, folks. It's happening before our very eyes. We're being ushered into the last day society, and a one world religion is fast coming to this planet.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Belly.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. and I suggest you call today.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Billy was simply saying that the king of Saudi Arabia has called for a one world order. One of the two chief rabbis for the Israeli faith in Israel today has called for this one world government. And we find certain other people here in America calling for it, whether it be Al Gore, Ted Turner, Oprah Winfrey. They're all doing exactly the same thing. But the average individual doesn't understand this is part of this whole move towards the one world government, a one world religion, and certainly the one world financial system. It's unfolding before your very eyes today, and behind it are powerful spirits and forces. Now, if you would like to get Pastor Billy's DVDs, we carry them. There are 8 sets of 4 or 5 DVDs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You can order them separately or all together, but certainly they're well worthwhile watching. We have watched them all, Barbara and I, and we've learned so much from Pastor Billy, and he happens to be a personal friend of ours. In fact, when I don't call him to ask him to come onto the program, why, he calls me. And certainly my family's visited with him. We're looking forward to meeting him ourselves. But I feel he's a friend, and I will tell you his material is excellent. It's called The Final Countdown. You can get part 1, part 2, part 3, all the way up to 8. And each one has 4 or 5 DVDs in it. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And we recommend that. Of course, we also recommend my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will put things into clear perspective of what this is really all about. What is it really all about? Why, it's really all about this spiritual battle that's taken place since the inception of civilization. And there really are satanic forces. They're not imaginary. They're very real. And there really are people out there who worship Satan. And if you doubt that, remember, there are only 85 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, 85, 87 at the most. And certainly, if you go to their website, trilateral.org, and look at their logo, it's 3 sixes bound together in the middle. By an upside-down broken cross, it's not simply by accident. When Barack Hussein Obama became president in 2009, of those 86 or 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, he picked 11 of them for key positions in his administration. And the wife of a former trilateralist, a man named Bill Clinton, his wife Hillary Clinton, as the Secretary of State. Do you think that's just by accident? Ladies and gentlemen, you go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice. And until we certainly get enough Christians involved in this, we're going to continue down the road towards the one world religion, of the one world government, the one world financial system. Either that or America, as we know, will simply become a remembrance of things past. Let me suggest, of course, we have so much information out there. We do hope that you'll want to get. We hope that you'll want to get my talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan. We want to get Michael Shaw's talk on certainly the Agenda 21. Michael knows more about this agenda, and it is the master plan that is being implemented throughout the world. And as they focus our attention on the dangers of terrorism, and of course, they never mention we're funding the terrorism. Who do you think's funding the terrorists who are fighting in Syria today, have killed over 120,000 people? Why, you have, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's no civil war in Syria. These are professional mercenaries brought in from Europe, brought in from all over the Near East. They're paid, they're trained, they're armed by the American government, along with the help of the Saudis and Dubai and one or two other countries. But these are professional killers. We've got them in there, and they're doing a good job. They've killed over 120,000 Syrians, innocent civilians. And, of course, they go into the Christian towns. They burn the towns down. They rape and beat and murder and torture the Christians, being done with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. We're funding these people. Stop and think about what's going on. Remember that men and women are certainly related to the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. We hope you want to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Let us swear allegiance.
enough, I'll be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that a loser is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the media in America is totally controlled. Our educational system is controlled. They've infiltrated our churches. You're not getting the truth through most channels, and this is why I do what I do. And this is why our next guest, William Federer, does what he does. Certainly one of my favorite guests, of course, this evening, Pastor Billy Crone's one of our favorites. And then William Federer is another one of our favorites. William, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Well, it's great to be with you, Dr. Stan.
And I understand we're going to be doing the story of Santa Claus.
Right. Well, you had talked about Christian persecution, and for three centuries, the Christians were persecuted under the Roman Empire. And so it was during that time that St. Nicholas was born. And if you want, I can go ahead and jump into the story.
You just killed that wonderful story, and I really want to put it out because it's important this time of year. We understand where our Christmas traditions came from, who St. Nicholas was, and certainly wasn't a jolly man. I certainly all dressed in red, certainly with a big white beard. Well, he may have had a white beard, but the image we have of St. Nicholas has a great deal, it has nothing to do with the Santa Claus that we see in the stories today. And Chris, what they want to do, of course, is take the Christ out of Christmas. This is to be a pagan holiday where we celebrate with a Christmas tree and all the other things, pagan symbols. But we forget that Christmas really is all about suddenly the birth of our, pardon me, the birth of our son, our Lord Jesus Christ. But you go right ahead.
Well, for the first three centuries, there were 10 major persecutions of Christians, and Christians were thrown to the lions. And the 10th persecution was the worst. It was under Diocletian. But before I get into his story, someone who was born during this time in 280 AD was named Nicholas. And he is the most popular Greek Orthodox saint. So he is to the Eastern Orthodox Church what Peter is to the West and what St. Patrick is to Ireland. And St. Mark is to the Egyptian Coptic Christians, and St. Thomas to the Christians in southern India. And so St. Nicholas is the most popular Greek Orthodox saint, and he was born around 280 AD in Asia Minor. Today that's called Turkey. And his parents were wealthy and elderly, and they died when a plague swept through that town. It was the town of Patara, P-A-T-A-R-A, Patara, Asia Minor. And when they died, they left him a lot of money because he was an only child. And so Nicholas had an uncle who was a bishop in the ministry, and he encouraged Nicholas to be generous. So Nicholas would go into the town and help the poor anonymously. And one story that became popular was a merchant in the town had gone bankrupt. And back then, the creditors would not only come and take your house and land, they would take your children into the sex trafficking. And sort of like We hear news today of the child sex traffic and so forth. And I was even reading where 500,000 children in Brazil are in the sex trafficking. But anyway, so this merchant in Patara had three beautiful daughters. And he knew if the creditors came, they would take them and force them into a life of prostitution. And so the merchant had an idea. He thought if he could hurry up and marry his daughters off, the creditors would not be able to take them. Unfortunately, he did not have money for a dowry. And I hear the music, so I'll take a pause.
Oh, no, go right ahead, because I want you to get the story. Basically, what happened was, of course, St. Nicholas would actually take, took a bag of money and threw it into the window so there'd be a dowry for the first of the daughters. He did this with all three of them. And suddenly, what a wonderful, wonderful story that here's a man who really wanted to help, and he was known for that.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
And it's a name. Oh, Bill, William Federer tells us the story of certainly when St. Nicholas is throwing bags of gold coins into the window so that the merchant's daughters can be married with a dowry. And suddenly the story is that some of this either fell into a shoe or went into a stocking. And of course, the idea then of putting gifts into stockings comes from there. But the story certainly of this very, very generous individual, who is a very pious individual, who eventually, of course, is well known in his community for his generosity, although he He never tries to get any sort of credit for himself. He does everything for the Lord, and eventually he goes to suddenly another town over there in Asia, and he is actually happens to come into the church first thing in the morning, and basically in this town, why the bishop had died, and one of the elders had a dream that the man who was the first person in the church the following morning would be named Nicholas, and he would become the bishop. And so suddenly when the doors of the church opened, why, of course, suddenly Nicholas comes in, and the elder is there and says, "What's your name?" He says, "It's Nicholas." And of course, in the dream, why, he had been told it would be Nicholas. And so Nicholas suddenly becomes the bishop. I mean, he has no background to become a bishop, but suddenly he's appointed the bishop of this town. Is it Myra?
Right, Myra.
Myra. Okay,
M-Y-R-A.
You'll be right ahead.
And he was not too thrilled with the idea, because being a bishop back then was making yourself a target, because the Roman emperor was arresting bishops and killing them. And so, sure enough, Nicholas was arrested and put in prison. Now, I mentioned those 10 major persecutions in the first 300 years. The worst persecution was the last, and that was the one that Diocletian had. He was the emperor. Diocletian lost some battles with Persia, and he asked his generals why. And the generals told him that he had neglected the Roman god. And so Diocletian ordered all the military to worship the Roman god. Well, it had been about 20 years since the last persecution of Christians. And so there were a lot of Christians in the Roman military, but they were forced out. Sort of like today, the Christians are being forced out of the military, and they're pushing the homosexual agenda, and they're pushing Islam, and they're telling the chaplains they can't pray in Jesus' name. And so we're seeing every week more high brass that hold to old traditional values are being forced out of the military right here in America. And so that situation happened in Rome, where all the Christian conscience was driven out. Once the Christians were forced out of the Roman military, Diocletian decided to use the Roman military to force all of the Roman Empire to return to worshiping the Roman god. And so Diocletian had them go province by province, systematically arresting church leaders, cutting out their tongue, boiling them alive, tearing down churches, burning the scriptures, and he supposedly erected a monument to the extermination of Christianity. This was the ACLU on steroids. This was an intentional effort to rid the entire country of Christian influence. And it was during this time, again, that Nicholas was put in prison. Well, what happened? Well, the church prayed, and on May 1st, 305 AD, Diocletian is struck with an intestinal disease that's so painful, he abdicates the throne. And the poetic humor in this is the Roman emperors by this time had been declaring themselves a god and demanding their image be worshipped and sprinkling gold dust in their hair. And so this was like a god resigning when Diocletian stepped down. The next emperor was Galerius. He continued the persecution, and he was struck with the intestinal disease, and he died. And in Rome, when there was not another emperor lined up, it was a toss-up amongst the generals. And so there were four generals. The soldiers pledged allegiance to their general, not to the army, not to the flag and not to the republic, but to the general. And so the different armies would go and surround their generals, and that's what happened in York, England. And the general was named Constantine, and his army surrounds him and says, "Hail Caesar." They said, "We believe you got the biggest army, and we'll stand by you." So Constantine marches toward Rome. Well, two generals are eliminated. Finally, it's down to Constantine and Maxentius, and they have a battle at the Milvian Bridge in 313 AD. And the story is that the day before the battle, Constantine sees the sign of Christ in the sky, and the sign of Christ was the first two Greek letters for the name Christ. It was the X and the P-looking character, but in Greek, It was the K sound for Christ and then the R sound, the Ur. And so we abbreviate states with the first two letters, and the Greeks abbreviated names with the first two letters. So the first two letters of Christ is Christ, right? And so that's the Chi and the Rho. That's the name of the alphabetical letters, Chi for X and Rho for the R character. And so Constantine puts this X, and it looks like a P, on all of his shields and symbols. He wins the Battle of the Milvian Bridge in 313 A.D., and then he goes on to end the persecution of Christians. And this is great. This is when Nicholas is let out of prison. Now that Chi Rho over the centuries was shortened just to the Chi, just to the X. And it was called a Christ's cross, or as we say today, the criss-cross. And it was a form of a written oath. So if you're going to swear with your hand upon a Bible to tell the truth, so help you God, well, if you're going to swear on a document, you would sign at the Christ's cross, swearing before Christ that what you're saying is true and you're going to keep it, and then you would kiss it to show sincerity. And that's come down to us as signing at the X on a document and the X's and the O's on the bottom of a Valentine's, right? The X is the Christ cross and the O is the kiss of sincerity. And that's where we get the Xmas, where you see the X and the hyphen and the M-A-S. Well, that's not to cross out Christ. That was the Greek letter Chi that stood for Christ. And that's also where we get the, I swear to tell the truth, you know, cross my heart, you know, the crossing, the X. And so that's the Christ cross. Anyway, during this time, Nicholas is let out of jail. And Nicholas goes back to the city of Myra. And now that it's legal to be a Christian, he preaches publicly against paganism. And nearby was the temple to Diana, and there at Ephesus. It was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, 127 huge pillars and temple prostitutes. It was the Las Vegas of the Mediterranean world. And so this was a, you know, terrible immorality that took place. They'd abort the babies when the girls got pregnant. You know, it's abortion. It was just the evil. And so Nicholas preaches against Diana worship. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul did the same thing in Acts 19. He preached in Ephesus against Diana worship. And anyway, the people got stirred up, and they tore down the temple to Diana, the local one, and a little while later tore down the big one at Ephesus. And then something else happens, the Arian heresy. A guy named Arius said that Jesus was a little less than God, sort of the same type of thing that the Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons or whatever but believe today. But back then, Arius had a little catchy song, and Visigoths were a people group that invaded the Roman Empire, and they converted to Arian Christianity. And so this begins to split the Roman Empire. And Constantine, his attitude was, you know, look, I legalized Christianity, and now you're fighting amongst yourselves. I don't understand theology, so all you bishops go to Nicaea and settle this thing. And so in 325 AD is the Council of Nicaea. And all the bishops come from all around the world, from North Africa, from Egypt, from Antioch, from Jerusalem, and they all come to Nicaea, and they come up with the Nicene Creed. And the story is that Nicholas was there, and he was so upset at Arius for starting the Arian heresy that he slapped him across the face on the floor of the conference. So jolly old St. Nick had a little temper there. I think that's sort of humorous. But the Greeks passed down lots of stories about Nicholas. Some are more believable than others, and I have them in my book. It's called There Really is a Santa Claus, the History of St. Nicholas and Christmas Holiday Tradition. One story is that there was a famine and the people were starving, and Nicholas goes down to the port, to the docks, and there are some ships of grain from the grain fields of Egypt, and they're headed to Rome, and they're stopping off. He talks the sailors into unloading some of their grain to feed his people, and promises them that God will bless what's left in their boats. And sure enough, on their return trip, they said the grain that was left had multiplied in their ship, and they had more than enough, sort of like the little widow's meal barrel in the story of Elijah in the Old Testament. And then another story the Greeks passed down was there was a storm, and the sailors and fishermen could not get back to the docks. And so they got Nicholas, who went down and prayed, and the sea supposedly became calm, and the sailors got back safely. Another story is there was a corrupt governor who was about to execute some soldiers to cover his corruption. And they rush and they tell Nicholas, who goes down and breaks through the crowd, grabs the sword out of the executioner's hand, throws it down. And then he turns to the governor and reads his mail in front of everybody and goes through all the details of his corruption. And the governor realizes nobody could have known the details other than God himself. And so he begs Nicholas to pray for him, that God would have mercy on him. And but Nicholas dies on December 6th of 343 A.D. And again, he's the most popular Greek Orthodox saint. And around the year 430 is when the Roman Emperor Justinian builds a big cathedral and names it after Nicholas.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you.
If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is William Federer, and he's simply giving us the chronology, isn't he, of the history of Christianity and the part that St. Nicholas plays in that. Go right ahead with the story, William.
So 1000 AD, St. Stephen gets crowned king of Hungary on Christmas Day. His son is Emmerich, and the Italian pronunciation of Emmerich is Amerigo or Amerigo, and that's the namesake of Amerigo Vespucci, a mapmaker from Italy, and there's a continent that he named after himself, America. So America is named after Amerigo Vespucci, and Amerigo is the Italianized pronunciation of Emmerich, which is the saint that is the son of Stephen, who was crowned Holy Roman Emperor, or crowned King of Hungary on Christmas Day in the year 1000. I know this is sort of a lot of details here, but it's all in the book. And the book is called There Really is a Santa Claus, The History of St. Nicholas and Christmas Holiday Traditions. But back to the Nicholas story. In the year 988 AD, Vladimir the Great of Russia decides to abandon paganism and throws all of the pagan gods in the Dnieper River. And he decides to embrace monotheism. And finally ends up converting to Greek Orthodox Christianity. The Muslims have sent ambassadors, the Jews, the Jewish Khazars have sent ambassadors, the Roman Catholics have sent ambassadors. But the Greeks, they claimed that since they spoke the language of the New Testament, Greek, and their land was where John spoke and Paul spoke, and plus they had the largest church in the world, Hagia Sophia, there in Constantinople. It was 165 feet high, 102 foot across dome, 4 acres of gold mosaics. It was the largest church in the world for 1,000 years. Anyway, Vladimir is convinced that the Greek Orthodox is the right faith to join, and Vladimir makes Nicholas the patron saint of Russia. So the famous Greek Orthodox St. Nicholas is now the patron saint of Russia. That's why so many people are named Nicholas or Nikolai, and St. Nicholas Church is over there. Anyway, the Muslims then invade the Byzantine Empire, and they destroyed all 7 churches mentioned in the Book of Revelation. And they would turn the churches into mosques or else destroy them, but they would dig up the bones of the Christian saint and give them to the dogs. And so just like today, hundreds of Christian churches have been destroyed by these jihadist Muslims backed by America supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. And so we're paying to destroy these churches in Syria and Iraq and Babylon and Egypt, just a real blot upon us. But back then, the Muslims were invading into Asia Minor, the Christians moved the bones of their famous St. Nicholas for protection from Myra over to Bari, Italy, on the southeast coast, B-A-R-I, Bari, Italy. And this would be like if the jihadists were invading Washington, D.C., and they were headed toward Mount Vernon. They were going to trash the bones of George Washington, and we had some people, you know, go up there and steal them and ship them down to Texas for protection. But so the bones of St. Nicholas were moved from Myra in Asia Minor over to Bari, Italy, in the year 1087. Now, this introduces St. Nicholas to Western Europe. And all the gift-giving that was associated with his death on December 6th is very popular. And it gets so popular that a century and a half later, St. Francis of Assisi, he comes up with the creche scene or the nativity scene to refocus the attention back on Christ. His attitude was all the gift-giving's fine, but We need to get back to the reason for the season. Jesus, the Son of God, was born in a manger. But then we go to Germany. And in 1517, Martin Luther starts the Reformation. Of course, in 1529, 100,000 Muslims surround Vienna, Austria, under Suleiman the Magnificent. But Martin Luther, by this time, there is a saint's day for every single day of the year. And the people would, you know, he felt like they were being distracted from Jesus. And so Martin Luther ends the saint's days in Germany, and he moves all the gift-giving to December 25th, which had just been a church service from the 3rd century on. And Martin Luther said, all gifts come from the Christ child. And the German pronunciation of Christ child is Christkindl. Like Christ means Christ, and Kindle, like kindergarten, kindercare. Kindle means child, and so the Christ child is Christkindl. But over the centuries, that got pronounced Kris Kringle. So Kris Kringle is really the German Christkindl, which means Christ child. And is it okay if I continue here?
Well, no, we're going to just take a little quick break here. But ladies and gentlemen, once you understand, you see, so many of our traditions come from the ancient past. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
About the background of the Christmas tree, and the Christmas tree suddenly originally came from the Germans, who overran the Romans certainly in the 4th century. But then, of course, it was not until the time of Martin Luther suddenly, and that would have been in the 1500s, when Martin Luther took the German evergreen tree, what we call a Christmas tree today, and began putting lights on it. So many of the traditions we have today can be traced to these ancient times. And William is just saying that Martin Luther was one one who introduced putting lights on the Christmas tree. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. He's credited with that idea. But then we look at England, and Henry VIII brings the Reformation to England, not because he had a spiritual experience, but because he wanted another wife. His wife did not produce a male heir, a male son, so he decided to divorce her. And the Pope wouldn't recognize the divorce, and so Henry said, I'll be my own Pope, went on to have six wives. Anyway, there was a group that started wanting to purify the Church of England, and so they were nicknamed the Puritans, and so that's the two groups that going on. Henry VIII, again, not a real spiritual type guy. He brings back an old Roman holiday, Saturnalia, because Britain used to be a Roman colony invaded by Julius Caesar. But Saturnalia, Saturn was their god of feasting and plenty and merriment. He was the merry person. If you've seen that Christmas Carol with Charles Dickens, there's the spirit of Christmas present. And it's this big fat guy with green robes, a wreath in his hair, a goblet of wine, grapes all around, sort of a happy ho-ho party guy. And you're looking at him asking, who is he? He sort of looks like Santa Claus, but he also looks like a Greek god. Well, that was Saturn, but they Christianized him and called him Father Christmas. They couldn't call him St. Nicholas because saints were outlawed. And during this time in England, under Henry VIII, Christmas became sort of like a Mardi Gras. I think Mardi Gras, well, Mardi Gras was actually a religious day. It was the last day before Lent when you would fast 40 days before Easter. And now it's this lewd party in New Orleans. Well, Christmas under Henry VIII became drinking, carousing, partying, wassailing, where you'd take a drink of booze and throw the rest of it on a plant, you know, hoping to have a nice harvest the next year. And the Puritan in England said, can God be honored by mad mirth and hard drinking and lewd partying fit for a Bacchus or a Mohammedan Ramadan? Certainly the King of Heaven cannot be honored by this. And so the Puritans ended up coming and settling in America, and they, Massachusetts, they had a 5-shilling fine for anybody caught celebrating Christmas. They said the Sabbath is the holy day and all the other days are equal. Then they had a civil war in England, and the Puritans won, and they outlawed Christmas for about 15 years in England. But it was the Dutch that settled New Amsterdam, which became New York, and the Dutch loved St. Nicholas. And the ship that the settlers took over to New York, instead of a mermaid on the front as a mascot, how they would carve those, you know, they had a St. Nicholas because he calmed the sea and way back in Myra. And so they thought, well, he should be the patron saint of sailors. And so they had his image on the front of a boat. Anyway, the first church in Manhattan Island was St. Nicholas Church. Matter of fact, it kept growing till it was the largest Protestant church in America early 1900s. And they had this big, huge cathedral. It was enormous. But as the 1930s were coming along and it became industrial in downtown Manhattan, they sold the property to an oil company who tore it down and built an oil building. But St. Nicholas was very popular amongst the Dutch. So in New York is where there was Washington Irving. He was U.S. Minister to Spain, but he wrote Dietrich Knickerbocker's History of New York, and he also wrote Legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle. But he describes St. Nicholas, but only no longer wearing a bishop's outfit like he wears in Holland even to this day. He swapped him out for a Dutch outfit of long trunk hose, a leather belt, stocking hat, and he said now he visits once a year, riding in his wagon over the treetops, throwing out presents to his favorites. And then in New York, you had Clement Moore in the 1820s. He was a Hebrew professor, an Anglican, and he wrote a poem for his children, A Visit from St. Nicholas. And right jolly plump old elf, I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself, a broad little face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke that encircled his head like a wreath. So now he's sort of shrunk in size, and he's taken up tobacco. I think, where did the smoking part come from? Well, that, you know, that was American Indians that they came up with smoking tobacco leaves. But nevertheless, he's shrunk in size, but he's still called St. Nicholas. And this is a very popular poem about the same time that Charles Dickens wrote the Christmas Carol. And then you had the Civil War, and the illustrator for Harper's Weekly magazine was Thomas Nast, N-A-S-T. And he is the one who invented the Republican elephant and the Democrat mule. And he's the first one to put a North Pole sign behind a picture of St. Nicholas. Prior to that, saints came from heaven, the New Jerusalem, the celestial city. And he switched it to the North Pole, sort of a political jab at the South during the Civil War. The themes sort of got a little morphed over the years. Originally, it was Christ would return at the end of the world riding a white horse to judge the living and the dead. And the saints would be coming back with him riding white horses. And St. Nicholas is a saint, so he certainly would be one of the saints riding a white horse. But in Greece, he would just come back once a year for a little mini judgment, a little checkup, making sure that you're being good. And so in Norway, they didn't have horses, so he's riding a reindeer. And then there's the Lamb's Book of Life. And if your name's in there, you go to heaven, right, in the Book of Works. And then there's that turns into the Book of the Naughty and the Nice. And then the angels turn into the elves, and the, you know, celestial city, heaven, turns into the North Pole. And you can see where these biblical themes sort of get a little bit away from their origins. Anyway, Thomas Nast gave us the Republican elephant, Democrat mule, and he's the first one to put a North Pole sign behind a picture of Nicholas. He's also, for the McLaughlin brothers, did a colored series of painting illustrations. And he painted the outfit red. So before that, it was just fur colored. But finally, you had Coca-Cola invented mass marketing. It's the best trademark name in the world, most well known. And Coca-Cola had an artist named Haddon Sundblom to do a painting of St. Nicholas drinking Coca-Cola for 30 years. Every year would be another painting. And this took the image of St. Nicholas and made him full size again. Now, Santa Claus is the Dutch pronunciation of St. Nicholas. So if you say Sant Niklaus a couple times, Sant Niklaus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus. So Santa Claus is Dutch for St. Nicholas. Anyway, the Coca-Cola image, he's full grown. He's no longer a little elf. He's got a rosy cheeks, a twinkle in his eye, a nice huggable grandfather. And that's the image that we have today. But if you peel back the traditions and go all the way back to the real guy, who was born in 280 AD and died in 343 AD, the Bishop Nicholas, he loved Jesus so much that he was imprisoned under the Roman Emperor Diocletian facing death. He loved Jesus enough to go into the ministry and be a bishop. He was a strong for Bible morality, and he spoke against the sins of the Las Vegas of the day, you know, the Temple to Diana, and he stood up for the Bible doctrine, purity of, you know, and stood against the Arian heresy. But he was generous and gave to the poor and helped people in time of need. And he did it anonymously because he wanted the glory to go to God. And so he, St. Nicholas, the real St. Nicholas, was a very godly man and loved Jesus. So it's a fascinating book that put together called There Really Is a Santa Claus.
How can people get your book and how can people get your website?
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. My website is AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com, and then they can order the book there or other places, but it's called There Really Is a Santa Claus, the History of St. Nicholas and Christmas Holiday Traditions. Lots of other fun stuff in there, you know, like on Christopher Columbus's ship, the Santa Maria, in 1492, ran aground on Haiti on Christmas Eve, and he left some men there with a settlement called La Navidad. George Washington crosses the Delaware and attacks the German Hessian troops at Trenton on Christmas Day evening of 1776. The British Captain Cook discovers Christmas Island on Christmas Day of 1777. And even George Patton, when the Third Army is coming to the rescue of the 101st Airborne during the Battle of the Bulge, Patton has his chaplain, James O'Neill, compose a prayer and print it on a quarter of a million index cards with his Patton Christmas greeting on the other side, and they end up praying it, and the sky clears. He's able to come to the rescue of the 101st Airborne, and that was 1944 Christmas. And so FDR is the president, and he says, we will celebrate Christmas in our traditional American way because the teachings of Christ are fundamental in our lives, the story of the coming of the immortal Prince of Peace. So a great Christmas history that we have that we need to remind ourselves of this.
Well, the traditions, so many of the things that we do today, we really don't understand why. We don't understand the Christmas tree, although we know we celebrate it. We don't understand Santa Claus, although suddenly we look to him as a symbol of Christmas. And I think it's wonderful that you put together all of this information so that people can really understand there really was a St. Nicholas, and he really was a benevolent individual. And he really did throw, actually, stockings full of coins, certainly, gave things away simply to honor God.
Now, you're exactly right. And the book is neat because it sort of weaves you through church history. And you get to sort of relive the different centuries while you're learning this story. And, of course, it was President Franklin Pierce, the 14th U.S. president, was the first one to put a Christmas tree in the White House. You had... his ambassador to Mexico was Joel R. Poinsett, and he saw the Mexican flower of the Holy Night that they had to celebrate Christmas down in Mexico. And he brings this flower of the Holy Night back to South Carolina, plants it, and it takes his name of Joel R. Poinsett, so it's Poinsettia. And but again, he was a U.S. minister to Mexico under Franklin Pierce. And but just all kinds of fun Christmas story and trivia and Christmas carols and things like that.
Well, our tradition, of course, with the Christmas tree, the lights on the Christmas tree, certainly the singing of carols, all of this is sort of part of our tradition. But the one thing we must never forget is it really is not about celebrating suddenly and giving gifts. It's really all about honoring our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, it really is, and that's what it's all about, is that every other religion is man trying to reach God. And true Christianity is God coming down and becoming a man, that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. And that if you can picture, the other religions as a hand trying to climb up to God, and Christianity is God himself reaching down, coming down, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And he didn't just leave an example for us to live. The picture is that God's on one side, we're on the other side, and our sin separates us from God. And the Lamb is sacrificed to pay for our sin and gives its life in our place. And from Abel to Moses to Abraham to Noah, we keep seeing over and over again the symbolism in the Old Testament of God on one side, man on the other, our sin separates us from God, and the Lamb pays for our sin by sacrificing its life. And then John the Baptist points at Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." That Jesus paid for our sins. And when we get a true revelation of that and realize that, then we can have confidence before the Father and receive the glory of salvation.
Well, I think it's so interesting because as we look at Christmas today, it should be obvious to anybody who really is astute that there is an organized effort to take the Christ out of Christmas, to substitute St. Nicholas and Santa Claus, who's giving gifts, for the real great gift, and that is that God gave his Son for the salvation of humanity. And so there's this battle that goes on. Most people aren't aware of it. Most people just want to celebrate Christmas and share the time with their family and certainly have a wonderful Christmas meal and certainly share gifts with those that they love. But of course, this is the day that we honor certainly the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. The manger scenes, everything has been done to remove these from public property. This is why they've taken mention of Christmas out of our schools. We've taken, although they give the children the day off, but they're not allowed to talk about Christianity in our schools today because there is a conspiracy against our Lord Jesus Christ. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And John says there's the spirit of Antichrist. And, sort of interesting, Christianity, you believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Messiah, that he paid for our sin to go to heaven. In Islam, they have an unforgivable sin called shirk. And if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, they believe you're condemned to hell. And so how can the same God say, if you believe in Jesus, you go up, and if you believe in Jesus, you go down? In other words, you cannot be any more anti-Christ than saying if you believe in Christ, you go to hell. So if there ever was a religion that is anti-Christ, it is Islam. And so the Bible talks about the spirit of anti-Christ that would, you know, come out in the last days and beheadings and so forth. In the book of Revelation, it talks about, you know, who are these that are under the throne? Well, those are the, who's been beheaded for the sake of our Lord. And so we see that there is a battle against Christ, but we know that we win and the Lord wins. And if there's any crises, the crises are meant to have us turn toward him and to seek his faith and to have him come through for us. So, are you still there, Dr.?
Yeah, I am there. I just forgot to press the button, but I was just going to say that people have simply don't understand. There's only two religions in the world. There's Christianity, and then all of the other religions. And basically, there is an organized effort to destroy Christianity today. It is being mediated through our Supreme Court and its decisions, and that was because, of course, the Masons control the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, and our ministers are going to tell you that. You're not going to hear that elsewhere, but they were the ones that took God and prayer out of our schools. Why? Because they worship a different God. And again, into certainly the background of Masonry, they worship the great architect of the universe, and there is a conspiracy against Christianity today. And basically, of course, what can we do? Well, we certainly want to pray for the other people. Don't hate them. Don't despise them because they don't believe as we do. We have to set an example with our activities, with our love, with our compassion, really by simply living a Christian life, and hopefully people will see what we do and certainly want to emulate us and see that we have something that they don't have, an inner peace, and certainly in facing what we do today, the real dangers that face our society without a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I personally would find it very difficult to do 5 hours of talk radio a day, going over all the terrible things that are happening, and yet knowing full well that we were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest, William Federer. His book, There Really Is a Santa Claus, There Really Is a Santa Claus, and certainly you can go to any of your bookstores and order it, or go up on the Internet and order it from Amazon. It's a wonderful book, and really it gets into the background of certainly the traditions of Christmas, not only in certainly throughout the world, but right here in the United States, and how this really was the foundation of our society for so many years, until, of course, the evil and wicked people came in with their conspiracy against Christianity, taking Christian worship and mention out of our schools. Why? Because it's a conspiracy against our Lord Jesus Christ. And basically, the people who are working behind the scenes realize that men will either be ruled by God or they'll be ruled by tyrants. And these are the tyrants. They want to control and they want to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion, and they want to destroy Christianity. And when you understand that, you can understand so much of what's going on in the world today. Well, let me point out that if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Maybe you'd like to even get copies of it and send to your friends or relatives for Christmas. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get the DVDs. We have so many wonderful DVDs that are out there. Certainly go to our website, but we have a 4-CD set on the secret government. And if you've never heard an interview with Professor Carol Quigley, who really instructed Bill Clinton about this secret society that rules the world, and it was because of Bill Clinton's association with with that organization that he became the president of the United States. He was selected by the elite to become the president. He, of course, was a Rhodes Scholar, and of course, he went ahead and suddenly became the president for 2 terms, but Bill Clinton did not get himself elected. He was elected by the secret government. And if you'd like to hear the interview with Professor Quigley, who is the man who instructed Bill Clinton when he was certainly at Harvard University, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544, I'm sorry, it was Georgetown University. But if you'd like to get the CD set on the secret government or the 4-CD set on secret societies, you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. To understand so much of what's going on today, let me recommend the DVD, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. To understand the genocidal policy that is being implemented throughout the world, to kill off literally billions of people, why you need to hear my talk on population control of the secret agenda. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I do want to mention, of course, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us and you believe that we are truly involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletters. You can certainly purchase our DVDs or our tape sets or certainly our videos or the books we have. If you'd like a list of them all, you can get them on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Or if you'd like a free catalog, we'll be glad to send you one free of charge. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But you must understand there's a group of very wealthy and powerful people who are demonically inspired. If you doubt that, why, go to the Trilateral Commission website, trilateral.org, and look at their logo. And if you look carefully, you'll see 3 sixes joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. the Symbol of Lucifer. This is the most powerful organization in America today. Look at their website, trilateral.org. They supply the people who surround the president. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty.